quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. You know, I always would say when I would be doing A's games and I'd be in the booth doing pre and post, and I would be like, God, it's only April, it's May, and it just seems like such a long road. And then before you know it, it starts raining, we go back to standard time, it's getting dark at 5, and baseball season is over. So I bring that up because if you're a fan of the Oakland Ballers, they only have 4 home games left. Then they got one more week on the road in Marysville. But tonight is too short night, and that's Todd Shaw. He's a rapper, but no one calls him Todd Shaw. Too short, he will be at Raymondi. And by the way, I saw Too Short last Friday night with Snoop Dogg, with E-40, with DJ Quick, and with one other big guy. Snoop, E-40. Ice Cube. That's who it was. Because every once in a while, we get free stuff. And Friday, I ran into my buddy Guru, and he's like, Rick, I got a bunch of these free tickets. Will you go with me? And I had my car with me. And I'm like, when? He goes, it's at the Shark Tank. It starts in 2 hours. I'm like, I'm in. So we went down to the Shark Tank. And my thanks to Goo for that. But anyway, Too Short, baby, at Raymondi and in West Oakland. And they're actually going to have a big tailgate, the 68s, on Sunday. They're going to have a final watch party on Friday the 3rd, I think, at the Oakland Athletic Club. But the point is that Pioneer League is wrapping up, and then we only have one more month of the big stuff. And if you're a Giants fan, the end of the season can't come soon enough. So I want to talk about that a little bit on the other side. Whore. That was horrendous. I can't put it any other way. 1-800-878-2 YouTube, TV, Twitch.tv. Come on back.
Caddy didn't come from a textbook. Before we started it, we were quoted $60,000 for a piece of software our business needed. So instead, we sat down with our own AI setup and built the whole thing ourselves for just a couple $100. That gap, $60,000 down to $200. That is the whole idea behind Caddy. And once we saw what was possible, we could not unsee it. We built it into a system, and now we build it for other businesses too. If you're using ChatGPT or Claude in a browser tab, you're touching maybe 10% of what these tools can really do. Caddy is the other 90%, wired into how your business actually runs. The repetitive work, handled. The details that slip through, caught. The hours you lose to busy work, back. We come in, we build, we train your team, you take the keys. No $300,000 executive hire, no year-long project, no learning curve. Just your own unfair advantage built around how you already work. Book a free strategy call at meetcaddy.com. That's meetcaddy.com. Caddy, your unfair advantage.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Come on in and get heard. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Dominic Jimenez on the other side of the glass. Would you like some more soccer trivia?
You know what, Rick? I would.
All right. So I'm going to call this, you know, nowadays we're such a xenophobic country. Unfortunately, we hate foreigners. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm going to I talked about the Champions League draw. And just for fun, now this is I usually don't do something when I know all the answers. And I know all these answers. But I think that you're going to know almost all the answers. And that is, I'm just going to read you the teams from the pots in the Champions League, not the other leagues, the Europa or the conference. And you just tell me what country they're from. You ready?
I'm ready.
Pot one, Paris Saint-Germain.
France.
Bayern Munich.
Germany.
Real Madrid.
Spain.
Liverpool.
England.
Inter.
Italy.
Man City.
Sorry, hang on, Rick. Give me 1 second. Let me get headphones because this is going to be a lot of back and forth. I don't want to miss one.
I don't want to miss one. I don't want to blah, blah, blah.
Okay,
blah.
Now I can just leave my microphone on and not have to turn it on and off to hear you. Okay, go ahead.
Man City.
England.
Arsenal.
England.
Barcelona.
Spain.
Atleti.
Is that Atletico?
Atletico Spain. Madrid. Yeah. All right. So far, pretty easy. Now, pot one are the top seeds.
Yeah.
Okay. Pot two, Borussia Dortmund.
Germany.
Roma.
Italy.
Sporting.
It's Lisbon, so Portugal.
Aston Villa.
England.
Porto.
Also Portugal.
Man United.
England.
Club Bruges.
Bruges. Is that Germany?
No.
No, Bruges. I want to say Belgium, but I don't think it is.
It is Belgium.
It is Belgium.
Yes.
Okay.
French word. So, yes, a country that speaks France. At least they do in Wallonia. Club Bruges. All right, so you missed one. Real Betis.
Spain.
PSV Eindhoven.
That is the Netherlands.
Very good. So far, you got all but one. Pot three, Feyenoord.
Norway?
No, that's in Rotterdam. That's
Yeah.
Lille.
That's French.
Yes. Bodo Glimt.
That's Norway.
Yes. Napoli.
Italian.
Leipzig.
German.
Villarreal.
Spanish.
Fenerbahce.
Turkish?
Yep. Shakhtar.
Ukraine.
Yes. Shakhtar Donetsk. And Galatasaray.
Also Turkey.
All right. Pot four. Slavia Prague.
Oh, my gosh. Why am I completely glitching where Prague is?
It's the capital of...
Yeah, I know.
Man, you're stupid.
Yeah, no, I'm completely... It's not Belgium. Oh, my God. No, just
Brussels.
Tell me. Yeah, just tell me.
Czech Republic.
I'm stupid.
Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's two.
Jeez.
Slavon Bratislava.
Oof. Russia?
Slovakia. It's the capital of Slovakia.
Okay.
You don't like the Czechs or the Slovaks. VfB Stuttgart.
Okay, that's German.
Yes. AEK Athens.
Greece.
LASK. LASK. They are the champions of this country. And they just had an amazing game against Celtic. They lost 3-0 in Glasgow. They went back to LASK.
They scored a bunch.
They were down 4-0, and then they scored 5.
I don't remember where they're from. Sweden?
Austria.
Austria.
Como?
Italy.
Yes. And it's amazing what Cesc Fabregas has done with that team. That's just an idyllic paradise setting, and they actually have a good team. Lens?
French?
Yes, but like Lens. Viking, or they we call it Viking.
Is that also Norway?
Yes, Viking Stavanger. And this was one. There was one. I had to look it up. Sabah, S-A-B-A-H.
No, Morocco wouldn't count.
They came through qualifying, and I had never heard of them before.
Oh, man, I've never heard of them either. Are they also French? They get like Monaco?
They're the champions of Azerbaijan.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't even know they technically qualified for being part of Europe, but okay.
Crazy stuff, huh? All right. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
1-800-878-PLAY. Feel free to get in and get heard wherever you might happen to be listening. But this is one of the reasons why soccer rules. It absolutely rules because... This is you just think about the intrigue. And I remember over the years watching Tottenham play in Europe, and they would play teams like Nicosia. And where's that? That's a Cypriot team. And then they would play FC Limassol. Where's Limassol? That's also on Cyprus. And that's kind of like my fantasy league. Like, that's how I learn about all these teams is via the European Cup, which is... I think outstanding to just to have a little bit of, what do you call it? Just spice it up, baby. Baby, I call you baby. Speaking of CTE, I was just talking about how I forget things. There was a new study of NFL players who played in at least one game and died between the 5-year span of 2016 to 2021. And the ones that had donated their brains to BU, it's called the Unite Brain Bank of Boston University, it said 1/4 had CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And Dr. Daniel Daneshvar of Mass General Brigham said, "We've known that this disease process can be caused by, in part, repeated traumatic brain injury, but we didn't know how common it was." So they tested brains of 235 guys, 878 players who died from 2016 to 2021. That doesn't mean that's when they played. That's when they died. They found a disease in as I mentioned, 215 of them. So I think it's about 25% estimate. It also got into the British Medical Journal as well. And apparently the Players Union is going to be holding calls this week. Dr. Daneshwar said many of the symptoms associated with CTE are treatable with the right care. And while we don't have a cure yet, we have seen improvements in players who receive care from doctors specializing in neurodegenerative disease who know how to treat athletes. No one should walk away from it. Great. So there's a big difference between having your bell rung and then having something that qualifies as a disease. That is another thing as well. But it's kind of like we all knew what we were doing. That's why I think it's dumb when people – it's like when people sue the cigarette companies. How does not smoking, literally smoke, drawing it deep into your lungs – knowing that nicotine is a poison that'll get you not high, but it'll give you a buzz. Why do you think that that was good for you, right? And the whole time I played, I started in 1979. The whole time I played, I knew it was dangerous as all hell. So, yeah. Anyway, those are the new findings out of Chestnut Hill. Oh, wait, that's Boston College. Out of BU. Come on back.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you. Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset, All In Lid, isn't about what you wear. It's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership. A reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple, to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com.
To me, it's like a mountain, a vast bowl of pus.
Cares about anything else when you've got Rick Tittle on the radio.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming up in the next segment, we will have an author, King of the Britons, come on in and get heard wherever you might happen to be listening. All right, so actually saw a list of who's getting what when it comes to cash for NIL and football, and the highest paid guy going into next season is going to be the Miami quarterback Darian Mensah. He has a deal that could go up to $10 million. It is a base of $6.5 million with incentives. Now, if you don't know the name Darian Mensah, he was not sitting behind Carson Beck, who of course transferred in from Georgia and took them almost to a national championship. But Darian Mensah was fantastic at Duke, and so he's cashing in, and why wouldn't he? You might remember Dante Moore, the Oregon quarterback, who was going to be, some people thought, the first quarterback taken even before Mendoza. He decided to go back to Eugene for $5 million. The Ole Miss transfer, Trinidad Chambliss, got $5 million. Sam Leavitt, who drove me crazy at Arizona State, but does have some talent, he transferred to LSU for $4.5 million. Speaking of Mendoza, there was an opening in Indiana. They got the transfer in Josh Hoover, also $4.5 million. Damon Williams at Washington was going to leave. He decided to stay for $4 million. And next highest would be Oklahoma State's Drew Metzemaker. He makes $3.5 million. So the thing about Mensah was he originally was with the Green Wave of Tulane. And right around Thanksgiving of 2024, he entered into a two-year deal with Duke for $8 million. And at the time, that was the most lucrative deal in the NIL era. And that was supposed to keep him with Duke through this upcoming season. And Mensah then threw for basically 4,000 yards and 34 touchdowns with six picks. He led the Blue Devils to an ACC championship. Remember, Cal put them in that game through the back door. But then he said in December, I'm returning to Duke. And Duke said, yeah, you are. You're under contract. And then the last day of the transfer portal, he goes, nah, I'm going to the Canes. And so Duke sued him. And a judge denied the school's request for a temporary restraining order that would have blocked him. And so Duke, obviously, the lawsuit is you're violating your contract, because you're trying to go to a different team. And also, he wasn't supposed to say how much he was making, and he did. So the two sides, they reached an undisclosed settlement. And who knows what Miami had to pay Duke, because that's what happened. And let's face it, do you want to be in court all year with a guy who desperately doesn't want to play for your team? No, you don't. You don't want to be in court with a guy who desperately doesn't want to play for your team, but you also just can't let him walk away. So Miami shelled out some big cash, and he is committed to Miami. And by the way, he has 2 years of eligibility remaining. And this is just the pattern for Mario Cristobal since he left Oregon for Coral Gables, because he got Cam Ward, to come in on his third school. Then he got Carson Beck to come in, and now he got Mensa to come in. This is just the way it goes now. So Mensa also talked his favorite receiver at Duke, Cooper Barkate, to join him in Miami. And this is already an offense that has Mark Fletcher back. You might remember Malachi Toney, who was fantastic last year. And now this financial commitment really puts pressure on Mensa. I think he's going to be fine, to tell you the truth. So it's a lot of cash. There's no doubt. And, you know, the NIL money that's going on out there, I just try to think what I would do if I was that age. If I was that age and I had that type of money, I think what I would do is, well, obviously I would splurge on my like buddies, but then I would realize that's why I think you have to, if you win the lottery, by the way, since you're going to, if you win the lottery, you have to not, you either have to give people cash, like just a fat, here's 50 grand and don't bother me again. And it's like, what do you mean don't bother you again? Or like, here's an F-150 with all the bells and whistles and don't bother me again. What do you mean don't bother me? Like it would never end, right? All right. One other thing I want to get into, this whole weird thing with the Padres' new owners. I say weird. They're not weird people. They're just weird as far as the stodgy traditional businessman ownership with that couple. And I don't know. They look like they're going to have a lot of fun. I hope they get out of the way and let, you know, baseball people do their thing. But then again, maybe they'll hate AJ Preller. I don't know. But that whole thing with Walter and now Jeannie Buss, like suing her brothers, and then the Dodgers say, we're not for sale. Well, Stephen Jones chimed in today, Jerry Jones' son who runs the Cowboys with his dad. And he was talking about the Lakers' $12.5 billion sale. And this is all this guy, Mark Walter. He had him for 2 years, and now he's making a $2.5 billion profit, selling to Bob Iger and Joshua Kushner, who tried to buy the World Cup. And the question was, well, the Lakers are the most storied franchise in the NBA, so, and the Cowboys are in football. Could that happen to them? Well, Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys in 1989 for $140 million. And his kids, Stephen, Charlotte, Jerry Jones Jr., they all have very high-ranking positions on the front office. But in a report by The Athletic's Zach Kiefer, he stressed, did Stephen, that there's no way they're going to sell. Stephen Jones said, quote, we certainly don't want to think about that. We don't want it to be that way. By the way, his official title, COO, co-executive vice president, director of player personnel, three jobs, three hats. Charlotte is co-executive vice president and chief brand officer. Jerry Jr. is co-executive vice president and chief sales and marketing officer. You can say a lot of bad things about Jerry Jones, but apparently he seems like a pretty good dad. I'll throw that out. I could be wrong. He seems like it. Kiefer said that all three, when Jerry dies, if he dies before the other three, that they each own a third, but that Stephen will have the Cowboys by 2 cents more than the other two. Once again, 2 pennies. And apparently that's enough to give him majority ownership, and that it will be his team to make the decisions. Now, Stephen has been making decisions for decades. And you would like to think that whatever they have going on, they probably trust him. I mean, they do have 5 championships, not all, of course, not all under the ownership. They had a few with Roger Staubach in the previous ownership, but they have not won the Super Bowl for 30 years. They have not even been to a Super Bowl for 30 years. And so I think it's funny that they think this really could be the year. When has it never been the year? Right? When has it not been? Now, Troy Aikman was asked by Zach Kiefer, what do you think about Steven taking over? He goes, I'm not pushing Jerry out by any means, but when that day comes, it's going to feel a lot different. Steven's going to chart a different path. He's got a little bit more mother effer in him. Darren Woodson said, this team keeps making emotional decisions. They keep guys like Jerry Jones. I don't think that this leash will be as long with Steven. In other words, he has his favorites that stick around. Said Steven does not have the ego his father has, and that will serve him well. Do you remember Jerry Jones was walking to the podium to draft Johnny Manziel? And the story is Steven pulled the card away and said, no, Zach Martin, who was all pro at guard every year he was in the league out of Notre Dame. But a guard in the first round, how boring is that? When you can get Johnny Football, busted play, all the way to a Heisman Trophy. He's like, yeah, Johnny Football sucks. John Gruden signed off on him, though. All right, when we come back, we'll talk Seahawks. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Are you moving to another state? We can make it easy for you. We are Movers USA. We're experts in getting your valuable possessions of your home from point A to point B anywhere in the United States. Now's the time to get a fresh start in a new city. Get it done right with Movers USA. We'll take care of your possessions just like our own. We'll take all the headaches off your mind, pack everything for you, and bring them safe and secure and put in the right place in your new home. If you're moving across state lines, call us right now for a 100% free quote. Ask your representative how you can qualify for a special discount with today's call. If you're moving anywhere in the U.S., we can get you there. Quick, call now for details. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. That's 800-631-3086.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
teams have 4 attempts to move the ball 10 yards. So if you see a graphic on your screen that says first and 10, that means it's the team's first attempt to get 10 yards.
Be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
All right, that's elaborate. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. There's a brand new book coming out very soon, September 1st, from Triumph Books. It's about the Seahawks. It's called 12 as 1, Mike McDonald, the Seattle Seahawks, and the making of a Super Bowl champion. And the author of that book is nice enough to join us right now. It is Michael Sean Dugar. And Michael Sean, welcome to the show. And, you know, I was at Radio Row at Super Bowl 60 out here in San Francisco, and it feels like yesterday. How fast is it to take that story and turn it around and get it published? You must have been working 24 hours a day this summer.
Yeah, well, not even in the first off, thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Secondly, yeah, not even the summer, you know. Triumph reached out to me the day after the parade and said, "Hey, you want to write another book?" You know, because I had done one on the Legion of Boom era. And I said, "Yeah, it's great. You know, I'm taking some paternity leave this summer because I just had a son. I can knock it out then." They're like, "Well, no, we need it like before the draft." I was like, "Oh, like the NFL draft, like in April, you know?" So I had about 9 weeks to turn in about 80,000 words or something. I think it came out to maybe a little bit more. So yeah, the months of February, March, and April are a little bit of a blur, you know? So I hope no one ever asks me about anything other than the book from that stretch of 2026, because I got nothing for them.
That's like doing 100 term papers with a baby crying. That's not easy.
Yeah, and some diaper changes mixed in. Yeah, a lot of Miss Rachel on YouTube. Yeah, a lot of that. Yeah, but I got it done.
All right, 12 as 1, and we know that they call it 12. And by the way, I think it's over. Maybe you can confirm this. I know when they wanted the 12th man in the flag, they had to pay rent to A&M. Was that right?
Yeah, so to summarize the dispute, basically how they solved it was the Seahawks fans are the 12s, like numeral one, numeral two with an S. Mm-hmm. Texas A&M maintains the 12th man. So you got to get that correct. You see some players when they get drafted sometimes make that mistake, you know, or something like that, or free agent signees. But the distinction is important because lawyers got involved. Anytime lawyers get involved, you got to make sure you get it right. So, yeah, basically the Seahawks are the 12s, and then Texas A&M, with some lawyers involved, kept both men.
All right, so the biggest thing going into last season, and I'll raise my hand, I thought that it was dumb for them to commit to Sam Darnold, who had 14 great games with the Vikings, and when push came to shove, he had 2 bad games. He was a turnover machine with the Jets. With the Niners, he looked like an okay backup, but that's all he was. He was an okay backup. Why would they commit to a guy like that? And boy, were we all wrong. What about the Darnold story?
Yeah, the Darnold story is probably like everyone's favorite, I would guess, in terms of like a sports story arc. You know, we love the lovable underdog. In particular, we love the guy who we saw get knocked down at some point. You know, for some reason, I just don't think American sports fans cling that much to the juggernaut or the person who was like the number one high school prospect and the number one college prospect and number one pick, you know, like a Jadeveon Clowney story, for instance. He hits all those boxes. Now, we love the guy who was like, okay, we thought you were good, then you stink, or for whatever reason, or a tragedy happens. We love a tragedy. And then you rise from the ashes, you know, like a phoenix. And that's Sam. You know, I think his story connects with people because it can apply to their own life. You know, everyone has that pivot point in their own life. You dropped out of school, or you lost this job, or, you know, you got into it with a spouse or family members, or fell out with a friend or whatever, you know, you just have that pivot point and you rise from it. Ideally, you rise from it if you're the hero in your own story. And Sam fits that. And he plays quarterback, so that helps. If he was nose tackle, I don't know if we'd care as much. But, yeah, I just think Sam he's just one of those people who just, his faith never wavered. And I think that's something that also kind of tugs at the human heartstrings too. You know, Sam always believed he could do what he's doing now, which is play quarterback at a really high level. And, you know, some things are just in him. You know, you mentioned turnover prone. He led the league in turnovers this year, right? He's just also really good at throwing the football to his team. So it kind of balances out, which he wasn't as good at with the Jets and those final few games with the Vikings that you alluded to. But yeah, I was right there with you. You know, I didn't believe into the Sam thing until about week 16 last year when they beat the Rams on Thursday Night Football. But in reporting out this book, you know, I just learned how the mental part of the game and how valuable it is, you know, for Sam to just to flop not only in a big market like New York, like that's part of his story too, but to come somewhere in Seattle that's a little bit more low key for the redemption arc. I think those are unique factors to Sam as well. If he had flamed out in Jacksonville and then tried to come to New York to revive it, you know, I think it hit a little different. But going from a big market to a more medium-sized one to kind of get his career right with a team full of underdogs like him, or guys who are underdogs in their own story, I think that was part of why the team had so much success.
You know, it's almost forgotten now, but we were just looking earlier at some of the discipline of taunting and how they're going to try to accumulate these taunting fouls. And in that NFC title game against the Rams, what was it? Rick, what's his name, had the taunting on a fourth down, and then the Rams got the ball back and scored on the next play. If the Seahawks hadn't won, I guess he would have had to have never gone back to Seattle the rest of his life, right?
Yeah, Reek. I mean, Reek's with Philly now, so I mean, he wasn't here long after.
He's
that,
already gone.
Yeah, I mean, he played for the Philadelphia Eagles now. Reek Willen does, and yeah, that was a big turning point in the game. That really just made the game closer than it was probably going to be. You know, the Seahawks were leading at the time by double digits, I believe. They were going to get the ball back, and then yeah, Puka scores on the very next play instead of the Rams punting it back to the Seahawks. That just kind of kept it interesting. Which, I mean, if you're Fox, you're like, that's great. We need people to not turn off this thing, because, you know, truth be told, Seahawks teams last year were not that entertaining because they were beating the hell out of a lot of people, Super Bowl included, right? In their first playoff game, they won 41-6, another snooze fest. So I think Reek might have been just quietly doing Fox a favor, right? They, you know, keeping the viewers entertained to the end, because that was not the case for a lot of Seahawks games last year.
And you think coming out of the era of Legion of Boom and they move up in the second round very early on day two, and they take Nick Emanwori, and they're like, we think this guy could be the next Cam Chancellor. He's 6'3", 220. He runs like a 4'4". And then he might even be better. I mean, what the hell? They really hit the jackpot on that one.
Yeah, I think Nick, much like Cam Chancellor when he was taken in the fifth round of the 2010 draft, makes the defense work because of the versatility that he has. Like you said, Nick is huge. You know, he's about the same size as DK Metcalf, right? But then he has the wiggle to play safety, and he's violent, you know, just like DK is too. But like, imagine that that's why that's the comp I like to use. Imagine if DK played safety. And it's like, oh my God, that's pretty scary. And so Nick is like that, and Cam Chancellor was pretty similar. You know, Cam was about 6'3", 229-ish, which is, yeah, I mean, there's linebackers who weigh that much right now and aren't even that tall, and Cam was back there playing safety. So the way, without getting too schemey, just the way that those guys unlocked different stuff that their defensive coordinators could do, you know, it was just like a little weapon, a Swiss Army knife of which you could deploy, and it's just hard to deal with, you know. That's why Seahawks fans were so scared when Nick rolled his ankle at Super Bowl practice that week. It was like, oh my God, our scariest weapon might be off the field, and obviously Nick was fine. But that's why Seahawks fans were so worried, because they knew just how important Nick was, and yeah, they didn't have to spend a first-round pick to get him.
Now, speaking of weapons, with JSN, one of the most insane seasons of all time, nearly 2,000 receiving yards, like 120 catches, and now the highest-paid receiver of all time, a cover of Madden, and he's still like, what, 24? I mean, obviously, that sure helped Sam Darnold. It would help anybody. But what is the Jackson Smith and Jigba? I mean, he's raised the bar so high now, it's like he doesn't have 100 catches, everybody would be like, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, Jax, his story is one of those that people are generally not entertained by as much, because he falls into that bucket I just mentioned, where his excellence has been sustained. You know, he hasn't had the valley in his story. It's kind of all peaks, you know. Jax was kind of under-recruited a little bit, but he was still like, I think he's like second all-time in like single-season receiving yards or something like that in Texas Prep's history. Now, think about that. That's Texas. I believe he played at the highest level as well, or one of the highest levels out there. He's one of the best receivers ever in Texas. Goes to Ohio State, even though he's under-recruited. Now he's responsible for the best single season in Ohio State's history, which I think he had like 1,600 yards or something like that. He's the best Rose Bowl performance ever, like 300 yards. And then he comes into the NFL and then, you know, makes a couple of Pro Bowls and has one of the best receiving seasons in Seahawks history and NFL history. So he just kind of been doing this. So he has a standard of excellence that has never waned. And I think that's what's special about Jackson, why they made him the highest paid receiver ever, because everywhere he's gone, he's just been historically great, high school, college, and now the pros. He's already one of the best Seahawks ever. So, the standard is set. It's 100 catches, 7-8 touchdowns a year, you know, at least like 11, 1,200 yards a year like that. But he's capable of that, and he's been capable of that every step of his football career.
Last question for you. I got to see Mike McDonald up at Edgewood at the Tahoe Golf Tournament, and the month before we did some press, and he seems like a very serious guy. Like, every article of clothing was Seahawk clothing. And then up close, I was surprised how little he was, but I think he was as wide as he was little. He had shoulder pads. He didn't seem like he was a guy that was there to joke around. And then, of course, on Hard Knocks, they show him getting pissed at Derek Hall and screaming at him. But look, the guy gets the job done. Like, what is it like on a daily basis dealing with him? Because I'm not saying he's a jerk, but I'm just saying, like, he's all business, it seems like to me.
Yeah, he's not the greatest jokester in the world, though he did play a joke on me the first time we met. I kind of opened the book with that just in the first few pages. But he is a funny guy, and you can see that come across in Hard Knocks, too. But I think where Mike is, his superpower is just he leads with authenticity. You know, one of the first one-on-one conversations we ever had, he mentioned that one of his biggest fears was being considered a phony, you know, like his players viewing him as a fraud. And I think that kind of powers him. So it empowers him in ways that you see, particularly on Hard Knocks, and that I've seen for the last couple seasons, is he's just real. If he screws up, he says he screws up. If he kicked ass, he defers the credit, you know, for one, because he's smart. But then two, he says, yeah, man, that was a kick-ass play that we had. And, you know, he loves on his guys. He gets on them when they screw up as well. And it's just this culture of authenticity, I think, that players really appreciate. You know, it's kind of hard to get to the kids these days, to connect to them. You know, Mike's in his late 30s, so maybe it's a little easier than some other coaches, but it's hard. These guys got all these distractions. They got the internet in their pocket. You know, they're into all this music that the coaches don't listen to and whatever else on YouTube and these streamers. So how do you connect with them? Well, Mike's figured out it's not that hard. Be you. Be you, and either they'll connect with you or they won't. You know, hopefully they do. And Mike figured that out. So whether you're yelling at him for messing up or getting too close to the quarterback, or you're saying, hey, you know, I screwed up this play call, that's my bad, even though you got beat for a touchdown. And I think that's Mike's secret sauce and why players love him so much and why his teams have already had a bunch of success.
Book's called 12 is 1, Mike McDonald, the Seattle Seahawks, and the making of a Super Bowl champion, available September 1st from Triumph Books. And now, cliffhanger, we have to buy it and see what this joke the coach played on our guest and author, Michael Sean Dugar. Michael Sean, congratulations on the book, man. Thanks for coming by.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a break. Come on back on Byline.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. That's 800-796-1468.
I honestly just got the chills as you described it again for me.
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
All right, thank you for that. Hour three coming up. Owen Wilson, scheduled to appear at 11:50 Pacific time. Hopefully we'll get him for those 10 minutes. Those press junkets, sometimes they run on because other mean people, they go past their allotted time. Sometimes people jump in and go, wrap it up. Speaking of jokes played on coaches, Vern Glenn, my buddy, a great guy, he told me one time when Frank Robinson was manager of the Giants, Vern was brand new in town, and he went in spring training and goes, hey, coach. He's like, what? Coach. Because this ain't football. I'm the manager. Oh, sorry, coach. And he's like, damn it. He kept calling him coach, and Frank Robinson was like, stop calling me coach. I'm the manager. And so the next day, he said he went into his office and he was kind of scared. Frank Robinson was intimidating. First man to be MVP in both leagues, by the way. But anyway, Orioles and Reds. He said he walked into Frank Robinson's office and he wanted to make a good impression. And he immediately hit the cup of coffee and spilled it onto Frank Robinson's lap. And he's like, you got to be kidding me. He's like, I'm so sorry, coach. I mean, manager. And then the next day, Frank Robinson frowned at him and he goes, come here for a second. And Vern walked over and he goes, I just want to let you know, Vern, that you're okay in my book. And he was like, phew. But sometimes it can be hard, man. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We got another hour. Come on back.